Welcome back to the Not-So-Philosophical Dissection of Technology with your host, Sam Soloway. Today, I really wanted to start on a positive note, so I'll be giving a brief talk about one of my favorite websites or media sites. It's YouTube. YouTube's a social media site that's like played a very impactful role in my transition to being in the digital world and entering into the digital society. I personally favor YouTube due to the wide variety of topics and creators who do their best to create meaningful, cohesive, or even entertaining content for, you know, just random people out in the world. YouTube is a brand that is owned by Google, which I think is very interesting because it will give certain credence to the website. It's more popular now because of the merger, and like it also creates a very interesting dynamic in the back end that like Google's engines will be powering that of YouTube's, and I think that's a pretty cool thing to understand. I often find myself drawn back to YouTube because there's just so much on there. There's informational videos, some of them that I watch are philosophical in nature, or just talking about who's going to be good in sports this year, or the new video games, but there's stuff like makeup tutorials, cooking channels, stuff for everyone to get behind. You know, and there's a lot of differences in the media too. You can find shorts that are around the length of a TikTok, so maybe 10 to 20 seconds. You can scroll like TikTok on YouTube, which is kind of cool. And then you have like the long, multi-hour informational videos or just content that's pretty, very long. I really like that. It's called like video essays, where they're longer and they're more informational. And they just try to like expand on what's going on. And it takes a lot of time to get through one of them, but they're some of my favorite to watch. My favorite channel that does that is one called Secret Base. They're a sports one, and they recently released a few-part miniseries about the Minnesota Vikings and like their origins, why they're called that, all the way up to the 60s and then the 70s and into the recent era. And I think it spans around like 7 hours. I just really think it's interesting watch. It's very informational. It's entertaining. And, you know, one could argue that the monetization aspect of YouTube is kind of problematic. I don't agree. You have to get to a certain point to access that and subscribers and views. And like before you get there, people just want to share their art and what they have to offer with the world. And that's why I personally like it for the transition into the digital world. And thank you for tuning in. Hope to catch you next time.